are warnings that Australia's childcare sector could collapse without better COVID support, with about 1 million unvaccinated children under five in childcare centres every week. A Victoria University report has found that without more federal government funding, childcare businesses won't have the means to install ventilators or to pay staff during shutdowns. Stephanie Smale reports.
More Australian adults are getting vaccinated and children between 5 and 11 could be next. But Peter Hurley from the Mitchell Institute for Education and Health Policy says the childcare sector will still be dealing with about 1 million unvaccinated younger children from week to week. The Victoria University Education Fellow warns schools and childcare centres are causing more transmission in countries like the United Kingdom.
Educational settings have become the greatest kind of site for transmission with COVID. Last year it was care settings, this year it's educational settings. And what we're suggesting here is that the biggest cohort of unvaccinated people will be young children under the age of five, and it's important to make sure that there's measures around that.
He points out federal support for the childcare sector is due to wrap up soon, which is bad timing when they need ongoing support to manage the coronavirus risk.
A lot of them won't have the resources with which to invest, you know, in these kind of mitigation measures like ventilation and so on. And if there are kind of, problems in terms of, childcare centres having to close, well, that's going to be very difficult. It means the staff aren't going to be paid. It means that parents are probably going to be having to pay for a service that they're not using.
Child health experts think there is a lot childcare centres can do to mitigate the risk without spending money. Margie Danchin is a paediatrician at Melbourne's Royal Children's Hospital and immunisation expert at the Murdoch Children's Research Institute. She argues vaccination is the key management tool.
The most important thing actually is vaccination of the adults. There are other strategies in the early childhood settings that can be done to keep the kids themselves safe. And that includes things like really making sure that if they attend, they have no symptoms, that they attend to hygiene in terms of, washing their hands, making sure that, they don't have runny noses, and trying to help them to play outside, learn outside and be outside as much as possible.
Margie Danchin says children will be infected, but she explains about half of them won't show symptoms and others will suffer issues such as runny noses and headaches, with about 1% of cases ending up in hospital. She says policies such as the so-called test-to-stay approach are being considered to help centres stay open.
That's Stephanie Smale reporting.